Welcome to the Gamers Inn. Come on in, pull up a chair next to the fire. It looks like you've had a long journey. I'm your host, Jocelyn, and joining me, as always, is my co-host, Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hello. I don't know why I did that.
I don't know why you did that either.
It's because last episode, all I did was talk about playing Japanese games, and what did I do? I played more Japanese games.
Oh, did you? What did you play?
Remember we were talking about Bayonetta last week?
I do.
Mm-hmm. I checked out the demo, and it's super Japanese. Like, you thought the games was... And again, if anyone's out there listening, it's like, man, the Gamers Inn sure is kind of like...
Not the Gamers Inn. Don't paint me
okay,
with
Ryan that. Sure is, like, being, I don't know, like, borderline racism here. But, like, no, it's if you saw these games, like, they are... And they are from made in Japan, so, I mean, it's technically accurate. But, no, Bayonetta 2 puts Hyrule Warriors to shame when it comes to that statement. It's pretty nuts. I don't know if you've seen or heard of the first one, but this one kicks it up a notch.
So what do you do? Because I know this is the game that the chat room was going absolutely crazy for last week, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so what exactly do you have to do in this game?
So you play as Bayonetta, who is a witch, I believe, that uses her hair as a weapon and has platform high heel shoes that are guns.
Ah!
And then I think she also has guns in her hands, but I'm pretty sure they're on her feet. I might have to check that.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely on her feet. I just went to look at... Hang on, I'm going to put this link in the chat room. It's just the Wikipedia page. But, man, oh, man, yeah, that's a lot of guns.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's got all kinds of guns.
And you said her hair is... Is that hair? It looks kind of like wings.
So, like... She has wings, I guess, too, maybe, but also, like, in the first game, especially, she had long hair that was also her clothes, I believe. And whenever, okay. Yeah, and whenever she did, like, a super move, she'd use her hair, which, and this is where the game kind of got some flack for being, like, it's like, man, that's a little sexist. But when she uses her super moves, her hair kind of, like, stops being her clothing and starts being the super move.
Ah.
So the bigger the super move, the more stuff that would show. Again, it's very Japanese. and again, it was no, there's no nudity. It's just a lot. It's just supposed to be fun.
Side boob.
Yeah, I think there's some side boob. It is a mature title, more so for the blood and gore. Yeah, Josh confirms her hair and is all her clothes and all the lashy move stuff. So. And all your super
that
moves.
That reminds me a lot of Heavenly Sword.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that one with the redhead?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, that reminds me a lot. Although she had obviously swords, not guns. But same deal with the hair and the super moves and the scantily cladness.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. The combat's a lot of fun. And for me, like, it's like all the conversations that are happening now that we're not even going to address. Cause it's like, for me, gaming is all about fun. And, you know, as long as the game isn't going too crazy and it's all tongue in cheek, it acknowledges that it's being crazy. It's not like trying to be super serious. It's just a fun game. And, it's over the top to the max. And it's just one of those games where you can sit down, button mash, have some fun.
Over the top to the max.
Yeah.
Did you crank it up to 11, too?
No, I have a tenant downstairs. Jocelyn, that would be rude. I'm starting to sound like my wife. yeah, it's a lot of fun. I played through the demo and posted it to YouTube, and that's also on the Gamers Inn YouTube as well, if people want to check out that madness. But it is a Wii U exclusive, so for most of you, you might just have to live vicariously through our YouTube page because
nobody has a Wii U.
No, I mean, like, all the people in the chat room, there might be one, I'm gonna guess, like, I have a Wii U, and like, you good sir are a good game gamer. I was gonna say man, but then like that would be exclusive because it could be a woman.
True.
So then I said game gamer.
So
yeah, it's a lot of fun. And
are you gonna actually pick it up?
See, that's the question of the month, is it not? Because October is a pretty crazy month for games.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, what comes out that same day is Civilization Beyond Earth. And I've already pre-ordered
it. You have
that.
to Okay, good. I was gonna say, you have to play Space Civ with me, please.
You know what? One of our dinner breaks, like after we jam pizza in our mouth for Extra Life, we should play some Beyond Earth.
We don't have that much break time, actually. I think we only have an hour and a half built in, but
seriously,
I mean, I don't need an hour to cram pizza in my face.
Exactly. And you can cram pizza in your face while you're doing Civ. It's turn-based.
That's true. So, like,
while Ryan's taking forever...
This is now becoming an excellent idea.
Well, I mean, come on. It was always an excellent idea. I just had to convince you.
I wonder if we could just keep the stream up, except without the cameras, because I don't want people watching me eat, because that's really creepy.
I mean, to be honest, I don't think people want to watch us eat. And I mean, if they do, please do not write in and tell us that, because, I mean, I'm already self-conscious enough when I eat, so I don't need to know if people want to watch me do that. But no, that's a brand idea. That's a grand idea. A brand awareness idea. So in that sense, I'm like, I don't know. Do I pick this up? But then I actually did really enjoy the first one, and I actually rented it, so I can't like go back and play it. And on the Wii U, when you purchase Bayonetta 2, you get the first one for free, remastered for the Wii U. And it also...
really trying to suck people in, eh?
You know what? You got to hand it to them. Like, they're trying their darndest, and I'm really applauding what Nintendo's doing with DLC as well. It's all the rage these days to say, like, we have a season pass, and this is what's in it, and you can buy it all right now for a certain amount of money. And I don't know your feelings on DLC, but for me, it's kind of like, I like to know exactly what I'm getting, what I'm paying for, when it's coming out. Mm-hmm. Or maybe not exactly, but a vague idea.
Yeah, like, but they've kind of moved away from that in terms of just DLC in general. Now it's just as soon as the game releases, you can, for $25 or sometimes 20, but mostly 25, buy the season's pass. And mm-hmm. then it's just like, okay, but is that like one piece, two, three? Am I looking at over the next 2 years, or is it, you know, the next 2 months? And it's very, very vague now. And it used to be just you got the game and that was the end of it. And then, you know, you'd get one piece of DLC whenever it was announced. And yeah.
Yeah. Nintendo's been doing really well. I mean, there's a lot of things that Nintendo does wrong, which overshadows some of the stuff they do really well, like this Bayonetta deal, and with DLC for their last two titles, Mario Kart and Hyrule Warriors. They basically said, like, here's what it's going to cost. You get a little bonus for pre-ordering it, and there's four pieces of it. Each one can be individually bought, but if you buy all of them, you get this special costume to use right now. And then this pack comes out at in October, December, then March, then May, and you're done. And it's kind of like, well, I know exactly what I'm getting. If I enjoy the game, it's a no-brainer to extend its life. And I mean, obviously, Nintendo's using their characters as incentive as well, because with Bayonetta and Bayonetta 2, when you purchase it on the Wii U, you're actually going to be able to play as... Bayonetta, not in different skins, but as if Bayonetta was cosplaying as Nintendo characters. So you can actually play as Bayonetta in a Zelda costume, in a Link costume, a Star Fox costume, which is a little weird, and Peach and a bunch of others too. So it's like those little incentives that are kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I just get back to the fact that it's like I have Beyond Earth that'll be there at midnight, pre-installed, ready to go. And I don't know. But it is a hell of a lot of fun, that small demo that I played. I sucked. I was awful, and I almost died a bunch of times. But that boss battle in that demo is so over the top. And the cool thing is that once you build up a combo enough, you'll get like what's called a climax move. Again, very tongue-in-cheek.
No, where all her hair reveals all her boobs, and it's her climax move? Are you kidding me?
I told you it's Japanese. It's very...
I know, but I just... It's so funny.
I'm not joking. You're probably like...
I want to say it's like... It's got to be like a Lost in Translation sort of thing. Like, it's just...
I don't think it is. I think they knew what they were doing when they made this. Like, seriously. Like, you get to finish... It's a finishing move. And it's called your climax move. And you like, mash a bunch of buttons. And basically what happens is you say this weird... It's like, Expelliarmus, and then your hair kind of like goes away with your clothes, and then this portal opens, and you actually use your hair to control demons from another world.
Okay.
So your hair is kind of wrapped around this demon as it sort of controls it and brings it out of hell, and
like a marionette type thing.
Kinda, yeah, but like you're definitely enslaving this demon with your hair. And
why not?
It's just super weird. But it's super fun and over the top, and the dialogue is like a bad action movie. Like a really bad action movie.
I wish that I actually had a Wii U just to kind of try this kind of stuff. And yeah. I feel like the kind of a lot of the really weird stuff is coming out of Nintendo right now. And yeah. I'm almost missing out just on the new weird experiences, because a lot of the other stuff on Xbox, PlayStation, PC is quite iterative right now. So it's, I think, yeah, it's, I keep hearing these things from Nintendo and I'm just like, huh. I mean, I know I'm saying that and they just came out with Mario Kart like 10, but still. Yeah. Like, at the same time, they're doing some really cool, weird stuff. Like, mm-hmm.
It's really neat. And again, like, that's the whole catch of a Wii U, is that you're getting games that you're not getting anywhere else. Like, Bayonetta 2 wouldn't exist if it weren't for Nintendo's support. I mean, Sega was the original publisher of the first one, and the developers, Platinum, went to Sega to be like, hey, we want to make the sequel. And Sega's like, yeah, nobody wants to buy a witch that uses her hair as a weapon twice. So we're going to pass and make another shitty Sonic game. Hmm. And they did both. So they made a shitty Sonic game. That's coming out in November. It's probably going to be really bad. And Bayonetta 2 is coming out in October. And it's getting perfect reviews.
That's the one
reviews.
With the scarf, right?
Yes. It makes them go faster.
No. Oh.
You know, it's got...
I would think it would increase drag, but I guess not.
Hey, man. There's nothing. There's no kind of drag in the Sonic world. Everything's cool and breezy. don't.
So, what else have you been in this week? Because I know the Bayonetta 2 was not the only thing you played, and I am super excited about this.
Yeah, it happened, everybody.
Yes,
I resubbed to WoW finally. Like
finally.
How many times have I been saying? And I, it's been over a year. Yeah, it's been crazy. Evidently, Garrett says Sonic's so cool, but I don't know. Unless that's Jocelyn posing as Garrett, and then like that be
wouldn't that be fantastic?
Yeah, it's like, hey guys, Garrett. Well, Sonic is cool. I'll give him that. But like, it'll be interesting to see how he does with a scarf. I mean, just don't watch that cartoon. It probably looks kind of. Anyways, World of Warcraft.
Back to Warcraft.
Yeah, so... I started. He's just distracting me. Warcraft is a great game. It's been around for a long time. It's an MMO, in case you didn't know.
And this is news, apparently.
No, it's not. I mean, I haven't been in over a year. I documented my process. The first...
Stop reading the chat room, Ryan.
Focusing. World of Warcraft. The first 30 minutes I recorded, I put up on YouTube, and it's about as... it's like watching a lost puppy in a weird, strange world. I had no idea what I was doing. I don't even remember where I logged off.
Like, did you have like any add-ons or anything when you left? Like, did you just log in and everything was broken, or was it just like you just didn't know what you were doing in the normal UI?
No, well, I kind of knew it was up because like when I first logged in, like Blizzard's like, hey, you probably want to disable all these add-ons because they're like over a year old, you dummy. So I did that, and there wasn't any like weird things, but like tutorials were popping up. So like I couldn't even access the map. So like the
tutorials
first
tutorials were popping up.
Yeah, like it reset my map tutorials. So it was like telling me how to like navigate the map, and I'm like, come on, I think I know how to like check my slash plate.
You didn't, did you?
Well, once I figured out how to get rid of the tutorials, I sorted out the map. But you can't do full screen map anymore. Is that a thing? Did they get rid of that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well,
I usually just keep mine little, and
I like my full screen map.
I don't know. I haven't tried.
Well, yeah, the first 10 minutes is me trying to figure out where to go, but eventually I did figure it out, and I think I did the math. I'm rested to level 90.
Nice.
And in that first half hour, after just doing some random quests in Valley of the Strong Winds or something.
Four winds,
sorry. I mean, there was a couple pandas in there that could probably do some strong winds, if you know what I mean. But there's a lot of beer. It might make them gassy. Anyways, I did some quests. I got about like a quarter of the way through 88. So like, I'm probably going to be there for raid on Wednesday. If
you better
room.
Be.
All right, I will be.
I will play with you this weekend, and perfect. I will help you level up, and we will do dungeons and all kinds of cool stuff.
Ashley has a
An account?
No. Oh. Yeah. Whoa, you got me back in. Let's take it slow, okay? No, Ashley's got a Scentsy party on Saturday evening.
That's not the same.
No, it's definitely not the same. So while she's out, Warcraft, it's happening.
Excellent.
We're gonna get up to 90. It's Saturday. She's gonna go to her Scentsy party. I'm gonna get my.
We should stream that.
Hmm.
We should stream that.
The Scentsy party.
No.
Okay. No. Yeah. 90. Yes, that'll happen. We'll do the Valley of the Breaking Winds. Sorry, I had to read that. We'll we'll do that. We'll hit 90. We'll stream it. We'll get all the loosey goosiness out. Like some spells disappeared on my bar. I don't know what happened. Yep.
Okay, so that's part of patch 6.0.2. Mm-hmm. Basically what they've done is they've given us all the stuff, the new character models, the condensing of the basically all of your spells, mm-hmm. and the item squish. So now, like, instead of having, I think I had like 500,000 health before the patch, and now I think I have like 50,000 health, maybe? I don't know. I can't, like, yeah. So they've basically taken all those big, huge numbers and made them small again. So they're having some issues with, like, solo questing in different areas because some stuff got squished and some stuff didn't squish properly. So now you're back down to, like, kind of, like, I think maybe BC or Lich King-ish numbers. Hmm. And so if you go back into that content, even though you're level 90, all of a sudden some things can just like one-shot you.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I did see that on Twitter a little bit today.
That's so, yeah, they've been patching a whole bunch of stuff and kind of hot-fixing all of those little things. But it's really, really cool because it's the first time that I've really been in it and at max level and able to experience all of these little patches. So I had a lot of fun. I did the quest line in the Blasted Lands, which is kind of like the lead into Warlords.
Yeah.
I don't know why I just totally blanked on that. I was thinking, the lead into the portal. Where does the portal go?
The lead into Back to the Future, right?
Exactly, yeah. Yes. So, but the problem is, it was really, really late at night, and I was really, really, really excited, and I was hanging out with Nevermore, and I was drinking more than I should have been, and I don't remember it at all.
Hey, well, you can redo it when I do it. What level do I have to be?
To be 90. Okay. But yeah, so I'm going to do it on my priest again because I can't do it again on my hunter. So
I love that you don't remember. See, this is why we stream everything, Jocelyn.
Yeah, so we can just go back and watch the archive. Yeah.
Now you got to do it again with another character like a sucker.
Yep. Well, it's because you get some pretty sweet rewards from doing that quest line. I think it's a ring and a trinket.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, no, it's really cool and it's a lot of fun still. My hunter didn't get changed all that much. I was using a pretty basic rotation anyway. So, yeah, it's pretty much the same, I think, because I have Beastmaster as my main spec. And I think the other two specs, Survival and Marksman, got changed a lot. But Beastmaster was still fairly similar because, like, my damage is pretty well split between me and my pet, whereas the other ones are much more, like, damage over time and stuff like that. So they didn't really, like, I still kill command and that's, you know, my main damage thing. So yeah, it didn't change that much. I noticed that I lost, I think on my main bar, three different spells, okay. But I honestly couldn't tell you what those three spells were.
See, so I had the same feeling.
Obviously, I didn't use them that often because, like, I use my ASDF keys are my main things and then my 1, 2, 3, 4. So I just kind of, I go up and down instead of side to side when I play. So I still have my Q, W, and E for movement, but I just always move forward or strafe instead of backing up, which is much, much better in PvP. Totally a PvP configuration for my keys. Anyways. Yeah, so all my stuff is up and down and I lost like my 1 and 2 keys and my, I guess my X, and I can't remember what those were, but those are the ones I use less often. So yeah, the closer it is to the right and the closer it is to F really is the more I use it. So yeah, I lost stuff I never really used.
I felt the same way when I was like, but, and then I remember asking like, is Shadow Bolt still a thing? But I think they removed that like expansions ago. So
possibly, I don't know.
It just sounds like a thing. Like I remember it's something I spammed. I don't know.
Warlock's something that I've never actually played. So I've been toying with the idea of starting a mage. I did start a druid. I'm just...
I had that guy since BC. I want a level. Yeah, so he was a... And that's the other thing. I have a blood elf, so like my character hasn't been revamped. So
yeah, which is... I can't decide if it's a good thing or a bad thing. And I think I was following Warcraft Stats, which is this like parody account on Twitter.
I saw that too. And,
oh, did you see that retweet?
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah.
So I tweeted or retweeted Warcraft Stats, and it said 83% of Blood Elves feel that they still look hotter than everybody else.
We're pretty fantastic, I gotta say. Fantastic. I still walked around like cock of the walk.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of tweets of people, though, that are saying, as cool as the new models are, with the changes in texture and the changes to the faces, a lot of their characters don't look like themselves anymore, and they're actually a little bit upset about it. And they're just like, I realize that this is really stupid, but I've had the same character since vanilla, and now she looks all different, or he looks all different, and it's just weird, and yeah so... And I don't know if you can actually change your face. Like, I know you can do the barbershop thing and change your hair, but I don't... Can you actually change your face in
You can the pay for yeah. it.
Oh, you can pay.
With real money. Like, character customization. I wouldn't be surprised if they offered it for free, like, just to kind of give people an option to... Give
yeah,
them a do-over.
To fix the things that they don't. Yeah, because it feels like everyone should have had a chance to get a do-over when the new models came out to pick new things. But yeah, Josh in the chat room is saying that the new models are hit and miss. I think generally, yeah. I just wish that there had been a configuration step. And the faces can be changed in the barbershop now, so that's great. So yeah, they are giving an opportunity to to fix things. But yeah, I don't know. I guess if I have the opportunity to fix the face after it's updated just by going to the barbershop, then I'm okay with that. Because that was one thing that I was a little bit worried about, because I really like my blood elf.
Yeah.
And I didn't really want her to change too much. So very, very cool, though. And I'm glad that we're finally getting all these updates and things.
Yeah, it's nice that that Blizzard is finally doing this. I know it's been a long... They've talked about it like in passing for the longest time. Mm-hmm. And now we're finally getting it, and the humans really needed it. I mean, come on. The humans
really
needed it. So yeah. It's good. Now when I kill them in game, it's kind of like, I did that because you're on the opposing team, not because you're just really bad looking.
That was normally why you were just killing them, because of the character model?
Well, I am a blood elf. I'm so full of myself that I just go around killing things that aren't as pretty as me.
I see.
That's why I twirly jump every three times. Yeah, every three times a jump.
I love the twirly jump.
I'm not going to lie. It's
I just walk around jumping so that every once in a while I get to twirl.
Well, and you know why they did it. Because the night elves have like the sort of... what is
Don't
it?
They do like a front flip thing?
Yeah, they do like a front roll flip. So yeah. Like it's probably one of the... I think it's one of the only little... flourishes on the Alliance side, and then I guess they had to add one for the Blood Elves because they're so fantastic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you got to a quarter of the way through 88, so we have to get you through the rest of 88 and 89 to get you to 90?
Yeah, I think I'm going to like pack up my bags and move on to another realm or world or continent place, and I think like probably go to an 88 world, I think. I keep saying world continent. It's not. What is it called?
No, zone.
Zone. Thank you. Jeez.
Oh, I'm teaching you Warcraft. Whoever thought we'd be here?
I've been playing Warcraft since, you know, the humans were ugly. So I know what it's like. But I forget the words. So it's just... Yeah.
We should definitely quest together, because I'm still working on Lore Master. So
sure.
I think... Kunlai Summit might be the only one that I've actually finished, and Valley of the Four Winds is probably very, very close behind. But everything else, like there's some zones I didn't even touch. So,
well, let's do one we haven't touched. I think I'm going to go to one of the 88 to 90 realms, and even then, like I was just tearing shit up, so we could probably even go to one of the harder zones. I said realms again, I think.
Yeah, you did. But
I'll get there.
Going to let it slip.
Next week, I'll just be talking about DPS and numbers and. magic spells and all that fun business.
All right, so last thing in here, you've got some final thoughts on 3DS?
Yeah, it's crap. Just throw it out.
Yeah.
No.
Sorry, I meant Super Smash
Bros. Oh, yeah. I was thinking about this the other day about Super Smash Bros. On 3DS, and I think I've come to a conclusion that, like, if you're going to pick up the version on Wii U, you know, unless you're a diehard fan, you're probably best to wait. But, I don't know. I was having a lot of fun on the 3DS. I'm still having a lot of fun with it on the 3DS. But my final sort of say on it is, like, if you're expecting, like, to get that same competitive play on the 3DS, you have another thing coming, because that thing just does not support, like, competitive play. If you're looking for just some casual tearing crap up and shooting, you know, Mario across the stage with Link, you're going to have a blast and you're going to love it every second of it. There's so much in there. It's probably one of the most jam-packed 3DS games I've ever played. Like, there's always something different to do, depending on your mood. And it's, I just love the franchise, and it's a lot of fun. So if you're looking to get a head start on the Wii U version, or you don't own a Wii U and you don't plan on getting a Wii U and you like Smash Brothers, definitely get it on 3DS. However, I have not been able to get a successful online match going.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's
like,
disappointing.
I know. And
so, like, even if I got it, I couldn't play with you right now.
Well, see, that's the thing. I'm trying to find someone. I know I have people on my friend list that actually did buy it. My concern is that whenever I go into online, none of my friends are on, so I just do, like, matchmaking. But the matchmaking doesn't, like, region lock it. So I always have someone playing, like, from Europe or from Asia, because you can usually tell by, like, the Asian characters that show up, because that's what they use for, you know, their usernames. And it's like, well, crap. Like, obviously, it's going to lag. I'm playing someone in, you know, China or Japan.
Halfway around the world, yeah.
Yeah, halfway around the world. And of course it lags, and it's terrible, and it ruins the experience. But I'm hoping that if I can get someone close by to test it, to see how it runs. Because in the reviews, people did say that the online worked. So I'm hoping that the Wii U version is a little more stable when it comes to online. Because that was one of the major crushing points of Brawl on the Wii, is that it just did not work. It was terrible. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking with Smash Brothers. I'm looking forward to the Wii U when they just announced last week the release date, and just looking forward to that. So, but on 3DS, it is fantastic if you're looking for a new game on 3DS.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to mention quickly that Ryan and I really appreciate your continued support of our show, along with the support of our sponsor, Doghouse Systems. You can use the code THEGAMERSIN to double your RAM when you purchase a new gaming rig. So head on over to doghousesystems.com and get your order on. So we're doing a little bit of a shorter show tonight, guys, because we actually did an Extra Life special last night, basically just going over our schedule, what our plans are, who our guests are, what we're doing. And so that is going to get smashed onto this episode, either at the end or the start. I don't know. Ryan's the executive in charge of smashing, so.
Probably at the end.
Okay, there you go. So right now, we're going to talk about Extra Life with James, but it happened last night, so it's all like, woo. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Gamers In Extra Life information planning session type information thingy.
Wow.
I
should have named it.
Yeah, we totally should have named it.
We should have come up with a title, yeah.
But it's so much more fun when I do things on the fly, because then you get things like planning session info thingy.
Yeah. I mean, the original title that we were, you know, shopping around did have thingy in it, so you nailed that bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I totally forgot to mute the stream, so I was just like, oh my god, like 30-second delay right into my head. This is going well already.
It's going fantastic.
Yep. So we just wanted to do a special and get it in the feed, get it on the YouTubes, all the rest of it, to let you guys know what our plans for Extra Life this year are. So as you can tell, this is me, Jocelyn, as always, and I'm joined by my normal co-host, Ryan, below me, and our friend of the program, one of our favorite co-hosts to bring on whenever we need a guest, Extra Life planner extraordinaire James Yagavos is with us from Indie Love.
Yes, hi.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. He made his bed for us.
I did. Well, I made half my bed for you.
He made the half that's on camera.
I love that you just didn't go all the way and make the whole bed. It's like, I would have too much effort.
We would have been here forever. He tried to tuck the rest of that in. Don't worry about it.
So thank you so much for staying up. I know it's stupid late for you, but, you know, it's practice.
Yeah. Staying up an hour late now. I'm staying up 24 hours in a week.
Exactly. Yeah. Are you guys ready? Are you guys stoked to stay up? Because I've been practicing. I've been up for, like, all the hours.
Well, I learned from James last year. I picked up some, like, energy gum from Russia.
Did you really?
No, I didn't.
Did you really?
No, are you kidding me? That shit's toxic. Don't go get it.
No, don't.
There are kids that listen to this.
I have energy gum off of the internet, people. Yeah. Get drunk instead.
I can't find it.
Yeah, that's that. I would probably advise you do not use Russian energy gum during the Smite drinking game.
It was Czechoslovakian.
Well, okay, that a year ago that would have made it worse, but now Russia's kind of taken a bit of a slant. So
yeah.
No politics.
Probably, no, you're right. I probably shouldn't drink while eating the gum.
No, so,
in case my heart explodes on camera.
Yeah, go blind. You'd suck at Smite. I think that's our biggest concern.
I already suck at Smite.
Oh, well.
Perfect.
It'll be fine.
So we just wanted to let everybody know basically what we were planning, what our promotions are going to be, what our prizes are going to be. But first of all, before we get into all that, I wanted to remind you guys that we are taking donations starting now. And donations are going to be open for a while after the event as well. So if you don't have anything right now, but you do want to give, it doesn't close up next weekend. So if you would like to donate, you can go to bit.ly/TGI2014. And that is capital T, capital G, capital I, 2014. It's all case sensitive, guys. So careful there. I don't know what lowercase t, lowercase g, lowercase I gets you.
Don't go there. It's porn.
Don't get... Everything that we don't know on the internet is porn.
Well, we learned that. Well, we didn't learn that the hard way, but I don't want anybody else to learn that the hard way. So that's why I haven't entered it.
I see. So, we have a couple of really cool partnerships, a couple of cool promotions. So we have partnered up with Amove TV. Obviously, we're going to be using their stream. So that is twitch.tv/AmoveTV. We've also partnered up with Doghouse again. So they are sponsoring our stream, which is super amazing. So that's doghousesystems.com. If you do want to throw your money around and grab yourself a new Doghouse system, obviously use the code TheGamersIn. We've also obviously partnered up with James and Indie Love to bring you the best streaming content on October 25th. And we've partnered up in a really cool t-shirt promotion. I almost said giveaway. I'm like, nope, wrong word.
Doing that.
T-shirt promotion. Our friends over at Torn Think Tank and Azeroth Roundtable have decided that they are going to donate the profits from the sales of their t-shirts over on /loot.com. If you use a code, which we haven't figured out the code yet, guys, but we will get that to you as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. So if you purchase a Zombies Ate My Podcast, Azeroth Roundtable, Torn Think Tank, Gamers In, is that it?
That's the list. For now, we're working on it.
Any of those four t-shirts and use our special Extra Life code, which, I don't know what it is, but when we do, I'll tell you. Then all the profits from the sales of those are going to be given to us by /loot, and that's going to go in one big Extra Life donation. So we're really excited about our /loot partnership. Am I missing anything, guys, about the t-shirt thing? Like the super special one, maybe, that someone else other than me wants to talk about?
Yeah, we're designing... Sorry, James. I got this.
No, I don't.
He's like, I don't know, so you just go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Do it.
We're doing a special Extra Life shirt. As you probably are aware, Extra Life gives out shirts to those who participate. So what we're doing this year is we are designing a Gamers In Extra Life shirt, sort of like a band shirt. You'll be able to purchase it from the /loot store, and all the profits will go towards our Extra Life campaign. And that shirt will have a nice, cool little logo on the front, and then on the back it'll have all our sponsors, similar to what you'd find at, say, a Sportings event or something. Sportings event. Yeah,
you know,
like
stuff.
Polo or
balls and the players and the goals and things.
Cricket or. I don't know. Motley Crue. I don't know. So, you know, we'll have more details on that soon, probably next week, closer to the stream. But certainly look forward to that.
Mm-hmm. So the Extra Life code we're hoping is going to go live probably sometime next week, and that will be active until the end of October. So then, again, that's the 31st. So it's a week from, or sorry, 2 weeks tomorrow the code will be good for. Yeah, I'm really excited. I can't wait to see it. We have the wonderful Garrett Weinzerl, who is designing our t-shirt. So thank you so much to Garrett for helping us out with that, because none of the three of us are Photoshop wizards. So I think that's the understatement of the century. Although Ryan tweaked the overlay and it looks pretty cool.
I did move some layers around. I will give me that. That's what a programmer can do. I can crop shit like no other's business, but when it comes to designing things,
that's when you get into trouble.
The hard bit.
Yeah.
We are also going to be creating a special Extra Life mug that is going to be going up again on the Slash Loot store, and that's going to have...
Pretend it's like
the TMS mug, except for with the TGI and Extra Life logos on it. So yeah,
it won't be blue, we can promise you that.
No, it'll most likely be green.
The blue ones went to the morning streams.
So, yeah, we're all kinds of cool loot for you guys to pick up over on Slash Loot. And we'll let you know when all of that is live. You can just watch our Twitter feeds, watch the website. We'll probably put a post up with all the links to everything that you can pick up, all your swag, to help support the campaign. We're really looking forward to it this year. It's super, super awesome. And speaking of campaigns, we just wanted to let everybody know before the end of the month that October's TGI Patreon money is all going to go to Extra Life. So if you're a current patron and you don't want to donate to charity for some reason, there's still time to change your pledge. But more importantly, if you've ever wanted to become a TGI patron, now is the best time, because the first month of your pledges is going to go straight to the kids. Yep. So yeah, we just wanted to let everybody know about all of our cool promotions, everyone we're working with, and yeah, all of our partners, which is kind of everyone we're working with.
Yeah.
This is what happens when Jocelyn doesn't make notes.
Well, we have lots of notes. I feel like it right now is a good time to become a Patreon of the Gamers Inn, because, like you said, it all goes to charity. But what you might not also know is that you also get the rewards. You know, not just the karma that you're getting. You're also getting the rewards as being a patron. You get to vote for game night. You get to, you know, tell Jocelyn what game you want to play on Thursdays. You get to yell at us because we're not playing games on Thursdays, like right now. If you're not a patron, you can't yell at us.
Very true.
I'm a patron. Can I yell at you guys?
Yeah, okay. Yes. Well, okay. James has the floor. He's going to yell at us for 5 minutes. Go. Because he put $5
at myself,
in.
Though.
Hmm? Oh,
I
right.
I can yell at myself.
Well, start with you, and then if there's time, you can yell at us.
Go into a weird existential schizophrenic.
Well, it is late, and you have had that energy gum like 6 hours ago.
I wish, actually.
You wish.
I haven't had any energy gum since the last stream.
That would explain why you're a lot more alive right now.
Yes.
And we mentioned some links and stuff of where you can follow. If you are following us on Twitter, that's a great way to find out about news. But also we'll be posting all of this information at our Bit.ly link, which goes to our team page for Extra Life, which is bit.ly/TGI, all caps, 2014, as well as our Gamers In website. You can go to gamersinpodcast.com/Extra Life, and we'll be updating that as the event progresses, and it'll have
and
all the details.
Facebook pages as well.
Yes, when we get around to Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah, but just Jocelyn's making
I never get around
sounds.
To Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're nice people over there.
I don't know. I just logged into my desktop to post that Angry Chicken framed poster picture because I couldn't do it on mobile, but that's the first time I've logged in on the desktop in like 6 months. And you can't do a lot of the stuff on mobile for like the pages. It's just such a pain in the ass. So I just completely gave up, and I was like, fine, screw you, stupid Facebook.
Yeah, they've gotten a lot better about it, but there's like a separate app for that now, and nobody has time for
that. No.
There's a separate app for everything Facebook. My messages are in a separate app now. I'm like, in Facebook, I click messages, and it's like, oh, let me open a new app. And I'm like, oh. 10 hours later.
Facebook is going to run your phone.
Never.
No.
I'm surprised there isn't a Facebook phone yet, honestly.
I thought they made one. And like, what
anyways,
are we doing?
Yeah. Back to the extra.
Should we talk about, like, we talked about promotions, and that's a great way for you to get physical, physical
swag.
Items. Do not get physical with the promotions.
Don't get physical with the streamers.
Except for the t-shirt, maybe. I mean, whatever you do with your t-shirt, it's up to you. But
in your... behind a closed door.
Yeah, just don't stream it, because Twitch will ban you.
Well, you could stream it, and it'll get a lot of views, then you'll be banned later.
Yeah, it worked out for that PlayStation show. Anyways, we talked about promotions and what you can do outside of donating to Extra Life to actually make an impact on our campaign. But we also have some great prizes that you'll be able to donate directly to Extra Life, and then we'll give you awesome things in exchange for those awesome donations. Obviously, last year we did a lot of Steam codes. This year, you know, we don't have a list. It's sort of just as it comes, but we can promise you that we do have some Steam codes to give away to those who donate. And really, the best way to get your hands on those is to watch the stream at twitch.tv/amovetv. And we'll be giving them out probably all day. So I think that's pretty fair, right, guys?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Seems good to me.
We also have... now I feel like I've been talking too much.
Right?
I know. Come on. I'm hogging it all. James, why don't you... James and Jocelyn, why don't you both try to explain this guest spots thing we're talking about?
Okay, ready, set, go. So
I'm going to talk at the same time as Justin, which he's talking. So the guest spots, we have guest spots in the actual event.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Okay. Where we're going to be playing things like StarCraft. We're giving away guest spots, I believe.
I think so, yeah. I'm just opening up.
I'm looking at it now. We haven't actually written on the schedule what we're giving away guest spots for.
I know, but I'm pretty sure...
I was talking about the podcasts.
We're going to have some room in StarCraft.
Oh, and podcasts. There we go.
Yeah, StarCraft. What else? How many people can play Titanfall?
12.
Is it 12 if we do private matches?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll have some space in Titanfall... possibly a spot or two in the WoW raid.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be wing one of Siege of Orgrimmar, and I'm going to warn everyone right now, if you're about to get all excited, that we haven't even cleared the first boss yet. So it's going to be really chill.
Yeah.
And every wipe, I'm
we don't know what we're doing, and we're going to wipe the whole time. So if you're into that...
Oh, they'll definitely be into it if they're watching, because people love to watch train wrecks. I mean...
No, dude, we're totally going to finish Wing 1. I will put down... Okay, if we don't beat Wing 1 on the event, I'll donate $20 to the stream, because that's all I can afford.
There
I'll donate $20 to the Gamers Inn.
Hey,
Extra Life.
Perfect. and then we've got Cards Against Humanity, and we may or may not have a spot or two in there. We're still trying to finalize our guest list for that, so just kind of stay tuned, and especially stay tuned on the day, because that's the best time to figure out exactly what we're giving away and when.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have a whole bunch of guest spots on our actual podcast. So we have The Gamers Inn, Indie Investigations, Zombies Ate My Podcast, and Sleeping with the Elephant, who have all donated... one slot. So basically what we're going to do is, for a minimum $50 bid, we're going to do a silent auction style giveaway for these spots. So if, say, you want to come guest on Gamers Inn, then you make your donation, and as long as it's more than $50, you can write down guest spot on Gamers Inn, because you can make comments along with your donations. And then at the end of the event, we'll look at everybody's donations and everyone who wanted to be on each of the shows, and highest donation gets the slot. So we're very, very excited. So again, that is Gamers Inn, Zombies Ate My Podcast, Sleeping with the Elephant, and Indie Investigations have all donated spots. So thank you, everybody, for donating your time and your podcasts and your spots and all that fun stuff, which I do realize is like the three of us. And then,
well, we worked hard, but those are cumulative as well. So you don't have to worry about downloading. Now I'm doing it. You don't have to worry about donating, you know, oh, I donated 50, but then someone donated 60. Do I have to donate another 75? No, up your, I think you can maybe edit your bid, but that's not true.
I think you can.
You think whether you can edit your bid or whether you can just resubmit another donation, that
just add it in the comments.
Exactly. Just make sure it's in the comments. And again, like, we can even do the tally and figure it out ourselves and talk to you guys. This is not the, you know, we're doing this for you. We're making sure that, that you guys are taken care of. In terms of one more thing for the guest spots, we are actually going to be doing another Extra Life special after extra life.
You scared me for a minute. I was like, we're doing another marathon.
You're scared.
Yeah, didn't we tell you? Yeah. It's going to be on the 26th. Come on, keep up.
Yeah.
48 hours.
It's just going to keep going.
We're going for a record. We're going for longest stream ever of Outlast, James. And you're the one that actually gets to do it. So it's going to be perfect.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah, you're in? Okay.
So torturing him right now.
I know, he's so tired. We'll get you to bed soon. But actually, on the 21st of November, we haven't quite picked a number, but our ex-top donators will be given an invite to actually guest on an Extra Life special Ask Us Anything. The only relation it has to Extra Life is that you get to be on the show as donators, and you can ask us anything. You can come on the show and basically say, like, Ryan, how do you wear glasses all the time?
How long does it take to your hair in the morning?
I was going to say that, but then, like, the answer would be boring. It's like, not at all. Click, you just wasted your donation. Ah, damn it. We'd give you another one at that point, I think. Like, if the answer's, like, a one-word answer, we're not just going to hang up on you. So, and that'll be a lot of fun. We're actually going to record that on November 21st. That's the slot in place of Gamers Inn, I believe.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. 21st, 8:30 p.m. So if you want to be on that show, keep that date in mind.
I believe we were also going to be giving away, or at least... I was going to be giving away, people that donate more than $20 are going to be able to tell me what games they'd like to see me streaming. I'll play anything, and nice. I'll stream it. So, perfect. You want me to play Bad Rats? I'll stream that. World Basketball Manager 2010? I'll stream that. I'll even stream games I hate.
Like?
Well, don't give them any ideas, James.
Like, give them all the ideas.
That's trying to think of one that I loathe, and I had one, and now it's completely gone.
Mega Man
I'll
2.
Even stream Civ. I love Mega Man 2.
I'm trying to help you, man. You're supposed to be like, oh,
Civ 5.
I hate Mega Man.
Civ 5.
There. You don't like Civ 5?
So boring.
Where's the hang-up button?
I can't do turn-based games like that.
You heard it here first. James is going to be doing his second Extra Life.
Christopher Shrek.
He's going to play, Beyond Earth civilization game for 24 hours. And I think that was something we discussed, like, everybody doing, like, but yeah. All the details will be on our page for these, like, little prizes and promotions. Just trying to give you a little more incentive to throw some money to the kids. Because, again, this is for the kids. You want to donate $50 to make Jocelyn play Amnesia? You're a terrible person, but...
But you know, I'll do it.
It's offset by the donation to the kids. Get it?
Oh, God. I'm going to end up... So many scary games and making so many videos, and you guys are just the best.
You know what we'll do is I'll get a fund together. Remember, it's for the kids. Jocelyn hasn't beat Skyward Sword yet. So come on, people. Let's get a campaign together. Let's save the kids. It doesn't matter. You don't have to stream it. You just got to prove you beat it.
Yeah. I'll just sit here. I'll like set up my Wii over here and I'll just be like, I hate this game. This is stupid.
Just like
playing Wii. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
Yeah, put the camera above your couch, and then they can see the TV briefly, but all they need to see is you doing this with your hands, right? Because you're playing Skyward Sword. It looks like you're aggressively milking a cow, but you're actually playing Skyward Sword.
Oh, yeah.
See, this is why we don't record these Extra Life meetings live.
Oh, man, we've had some pretty fantastic Extra Life meetings.
We have. It's all for the kids, people.
Ryan said 2 weeks ago.
Something about tacos.
Not that kind of butt stuff. Taco butt stuff.
Which I realize sent me in a darker direction.
It did.
Yeah.
It
did. Oh, man.
So James, we don't judge.
Do you want to tell everyone what happens if you are the highest donator?
Yes. If you are the highest donator to Extra Life Marathon Stream Charity Bonanza, you get to decide.
It's hard, isn't it?
It is. You get to decide what color I'm going to dye my hair when my girlfriend Lindsay visits in December. She's going to dye my hair.
And there's going to be bleach involved this time.
Yeah, I think there will be.
You mean it's going to function? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yes. It's going to actually,
it's going to actually happen.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
It's very exciting,
saying
people.
That scares me. Like, I broke my screwdriver just then. I ripped the lid. See, look, I just broke the lid off my screwdriver.
Aw. It's fine. Look, there's bleach in my hair. It doesn't kill you.
No, I know.
Awesome. No, last year we did that too, and it was very successful. People loved that, and that's
it was
a similar
climatic. The actual dying.
We're not supposed to tell them that.
That's true.
It will be.
There's
bleach involved this time, so you're actually going to see it. It's going to be perfect. So
Lindsay's going to make sure it's done perfectly.
Exactly. Yeah.
I have complete trust in Lindsay that she will knock it out of the park, and you will have blue pink hair. Pink? Is it pink you're going with? Oh, okay.
I don't know. Well, that person gets thick.
Yeah, well, don't give them any ideas.
I'm voting for either blue or green, but that's
my only. What's the word? My only
caveat. Stipulation.
Caviar. That's it.
Sounds like caviar. That's the only reason I remember it.
Is that it has to be something that I could go to university in.
Do they have, like, any kind of restrictions? Because I know I work at, like, you can't have any unnatural hair colors, so...
Well, no, but I do lots of, like, TV recording for universities. It has to be something I could go on to and do a fake TV recording with.
So we're not going to, like, style it into a big
So I can't have, like, Sonic the Hedgehog color.
Ooh.
Why not?
I could have dark blue hair, you know.
Uh-huh. Just not, like...
Just not, like, electric blue. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, got it.
There will be pictures and there will be video?
Yes. Maybe?
Cool.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
I could totally record that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's for our highest donation. You get to pick the color of James's hair.
Mm-hmm. And that's cumulative as well.
Like, as in, people have to donate a certain amount of money before you'll actually do it? Or are you just doing it?
Oh, you're talking to James, yeah.
I have to beat my goal.
Okay, fair enough. There you go, people.
So what's your goal, James, just so everybody knows what they're aiming for?
$600.
$600?
Already 60. Yeah, I decided not to shoot too high, because then if I make it, I'll be happy. Then if I fail, I'll be like, oh, it wasn't, you know. No biggie. I'm going to be less disappointed if I don't reach this.
Yeah.
Because that's how I live my life. I aim for the least disappointing result.
Oh, man.
What's that saying? If you aim for the moon, at least if you miss, you'll be among the stars. That was in my elementary class.
That's a much better outlook.
Yeah.
That's way well, more positive. I'll just do the shittiest I can, and then I won't be upset.
Oh, man.
If I've learned anything from elementary school, it's that I peaked at grade 2 and where that sign was. No, I'm joking, of course. Or maybe not. So that's our promotions and our prizes. And if you missed anything or we didn't explain it correctly, well, guess what? We're going to have a second chance when we post this onto various websites and have someone with writing skills actually edit that spelling mistake right there, Ryan. Good job.
So, just so everybody knows, that is gamersinpodcast.com/extralife for all the information about the event. And again, if you want to donate, it's bit.ly/TGI2014. And that's all caps. So now we're just going to really, really quickly go over the games we're going to be playing and the guests that we're going to have with us. For those of you who watched last year's stream, we're going to have a lot of the same people back. We have some new people that are going to be around who weren't able to be here last year. There was a couple of weddings and other various events that coincided with our event. I think it was in November last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was November 2nd.
Yeah, something like that.
So, it kind of threw a wrench in a lot of things. But this year, a whole lot more people are available, so really excited. So, to kick off the stream, much like we did last year with John, we're having Kim from Doghouse come on and speak to us and tell us a little bit about them, which is going to be fun. It went over really, really well last year, so that starts up with the start of our stream at 10 a.m. Eastern. Mm. And then we're going to be doing so, so much cool stuff.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. We're going to start off. Boys versus girls, Portal 2 race.
Yeah.
So
I don't think it's going to be a race. I think it's going to be a crushing.
I know, right? I feel really bad for your feelings.
Oh, no, we're going
to
get you. No.
If James has said anything, he's already set his feelings to minimum. So he's like a robot when he plays Portal 2. He's like...
Which is appropriate because you play as a robot in Portal 2. So I'm going to be role-playing.
Well, you got to start serious, right?
Yeah.
So, so Lindsay, who is James's better half, is going to play with me, and we are going to kill the boys because, you know, we're just so much better.
Yeah.
I lost last year, so I'm going to practice.
Oh, whoa. Okay. Are we allowed to practice, James?
Because Lindsay's never played Portal.
Oh, shit.
Well, then maybe you should probably practice, because...
Yeah.
Oh, come on. It'll be fine.
The team.
Hey, it'll be fine. Are we going to start, like, at a certain level so we're not doing the same levels we did last year? Are we just going to...
It depends. Can you do that with new people? Oh, yeah, as long as...
Yes, as long as you've done it yourself, you can.
Okay, so yeah, maybe
I'll figure that out.
We'll have to figure that out.
Yeah, but no, we don't want to do all the same stuff. Although, if Lindsay's never played before, we probably should start from the beginning.
It has been a year since I've played, and I don't remember what I had for breakfast this morning, so we should be fine.
I can play with her over the weekend, and then I can also play Portal 2 with her over the weekend, and get it done. Teach her about Portal 2.
I feel like you're going to teach her all the bad things so that we lose even harder.
See this cliff? When you jump into it, you get extra points.
With her over the weekend.
If I teach her bad things, though, the next time I play with her after the stream, she'll play badly, and I'll get really annoyed at her. So I feel like it'd be better for my relationship if I don't do that.
I see. After Portal 2, which we're going to run for about an hour and a half, we're going to do a 2-hour raid, like we mentioned earlier. So we're going to be doing first wing of Siege of Orgrimmar. Our raid, which is called Curiosity Killed the Raid, is going to be there most of the team, I think. We have a couple people that couldn't make it, but not a big deal. So we have a couple slots that are going to open up, and we're going to run it in Flex. So it should be super fun. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait. It's going to be my first raid.
Dude,
you're with us before the stream, aren't you?
Well, maybe. Yeah, probably. Okay, it'll be my second raid since coming back to WoW. I raided a while ago.
As much of SOO as the rest of us do.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, probably. But, I mean, Crassus the Warlock... He's got it. Don't worry about it. He's fine. He's got gear that literally fell off of...
Crassus?
Hmm?
Your warlock's name is Crassus?
Oh, no. He was named Crassus, then some asshat on Earthen Ring stole my name when I transferred him. So he's named... His name is Murpan, which... You know, we'll just call him Crassus for old time's sake. That's what his name was before he got off the transfer boat. And then when he got to, like, the Ellis Island of Earthen Ring, they're like... Yeah, there's already a guy named Crassus here, so I'm going to call you Murpan. And he's and I was like, I don't speak Earthen Ring.
Slave name, is what you're saying.
Well, shit, maybe I was a slave. I don't know. I don't know what server I was on before. This got real dark.
It did. So, Ryan, speaking of dark things, why don't you tell us what is coming up after Siege of Orgrimmar?
Yes, the annual Left 4 Dead 2 Zombies Ate My Cat. What was I going to say? Zombies Ate My Cop Cast? I don't know. Zombies Ate My Podcast. What was that, James?
I thought you were going to say Zombies Ate My Cat.
Oh, that is not what I heard.
Well, then, okay, let's complete the trifecta, Jocelyn. Zombies Ate My Podcast. Zombies Ate My Cat.
Control that.
Yeah, we'll edit that bit out. But anyways, Lou and I, hosts on Zombies Ate My Podcast, will be playing through with two lucky fans who donate to join us. We'll have two open slots, so we'll have two people who donate to join us. And if you go to the archives, you'll see we always have a great time. And we're terrible. So I think that's what makes it great.
I think that's what makes all of this great, is we do so much switching between games, so many switching between controls and all the rest of it, and, you know, we usually suck for a really long time before we get the hang of it, and just as we're starting to get the hang of it, then we have to switch to another game, so...
Yeah, near the end, it's like, I'm really good at Left 4 Dead. I should play this more than once a year.
That's how I always feel at Mass Effect 3. It's like I just totally tank the floor for the first, like, hour and a half. But then that last half hour, I'm like, all right, now I'm remembering how to play this game. Oh, now I'm not going to touch it for another year.
Now I remember how to set my powers. Nailed it. See, all these memories from Extra Life come from... Just, I think that's the most fun is the camaraderie, and we want to, as much as possible, have you guys on to enjoy the camaraderie, as well as donate and help the kids. So, I think that's really our main goal here, is have some fun and get some money to some awesome charities.
Yes, it's using what we like best to do good in the world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Karma. Yes. Karma plus plus.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, speaking of Mass Effect 3, Jocelyn, we are going to be playing that again for 2 hours with the return of Valerie and almost fed Swig.
I feel like you just shouldn't talk anymore. You're doing really poorly tonight. I don't know what's happening.
I think it's just it's this coffee. I don't know. But yeah, Swig will be joining us who is helping us by donating a guest spot on Sleeping with the Elephant. And we're going to rock some Mass Effect 3.
Mm-hmm. And those of you who remember the fiery French chick, that's Val. And she's coming back.
Oh, yeah.
And she swears a lot, and it's awesome.
French Canadian. Don't let anybody tell you that Canadians are peaceful creatures.
She's feisty.
Val, yes, feisty.
She is also one of our oldest fans of Gamers Inn, so yep. Val's been around for a really, really long time, and we're super stoked. And that actually reminds me, I forgot to tell, I think, everybody, but I think Greg from France, I am French boy, is going to raid with us as well.
Oh, sweet. Perfect.
Yeah. So I was just talking to him on Facebook the other day, and he was saying, and basically, we had two French fans, which was kind of odd at the start of our podcast. Yeah. And it was Val and it was Greg, and they just would go at it because it was France French versus Quebec French, and that's a thing. And it was really, really fun, and they've been around for, well, like 3 years now. So yeah. I'm really excited to have them on the Extra Life stream this year. They are fan favorites, so... Mm. But then after we're done with Mass Effect 3, we're going to do another sci-fi spacey kind of a game. And that is Titanfall. So James, do you want to tell us about Titanfall? I haven't played it much, so.
It's basically, it's Call of Duty, but you are in giant robots.
Huh.
And that's it. That's literally what Titanfall is.
Well, wait, you're not explaining the best part. You can literally, like, take a Titan, which is the giant robots, down to minimum health, and then they start sparking and, like, making weird wee-wee alarms, and you can punch into the cockpit, grab the pilot, tear him out, look at him, like, yeah, I'm going to kill you, and then toss him across the field, and that kills him, and it's bitchin'.
And parkour and
parkour,
really fast sprinting. It's a really, really great game, and it's gonna be a lot of fun to play, especially seeing as Jocelyn hasn't played it before.
Yeah. Yes,
because it's gonna be lots of swearing, really high fun, octane action.
And if we're if we're playing private matches and bringing in a bunch of fans to play with us, there will be no elite, super 10th generation players that we got to deal with. It'll all just be for fun.
Generation six.
Well, oh my James God. Is generation six, but
I'm really
like.
Good at it.
5 p.m. Eastern. Yeah. That's the other thing we should be mentioning is the times. The stream does start at 10 a.m. Eastern with Kim, and we'll have the schedule online again at gamersinpodcast.com/extralife. But Titanfall will be going for 2 hours, and we'll sub people in. Again, donations can get you to play with us, and we'll be doing private matches, and it'll be buckets of fun.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It will.
Then we're going to take a dinner break. So we're going to break from 7 p.m. Eastern until 8 p.m. Eastern. And then when we come back, we actually have a few different streams going on. So all of this up until now has been on the twitch.tv/amovetv stream, except for the Portal race. Ryan and James will be streaming over on the Gamers Inn, and then Lindsay and I will be streaming on the main Amove stream. So after the dinner break, we've got some Hearthstone, I think. Dills has another event that day, but we're going to try to work out the timing, and hopefully he'll be able to play with us, at 8 p.m. Eastern. We're going to play some Hearthstone for 2 hours. Haven't figured out exactly what we're going to do, but for anyone who's been watching our stream lately, it's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least the chat room seems to like it. I don't know.
I checked it out. I can say with 100% honesty that it is a lot of fun.
So I'm trying to think of some of the things that we've done. Sometimes we do arena runs, so I'll share my screen or he'll share his screen, and then we'll go through and we'll pick a deck together. Sometimes we've done just totally completely random decks, so we pick each other's heroes and then you just have to randomize all the cards. And then last time we streamed, we actually had the chat room giving us themes. So it was things like Horde versus Alliance, so you could only pick Alliance cards, you could only pick Horde cards, or all pirate decks, and you know, just all kinds of crazy fun themes. So, and then if you don't have enough cards to fill up whatever the theme is, so there aren't 30, say, well, one of the ones I had was dragons. So there aren't 30 dragons in Hearthstone. So the rest of the deck is just random. So, we had a really, really, really fun time. So we'll probably be just kicking it around, doing fun stuff like that, for a couple hours right after the dinner break. And if we have to change the timing on that, I will let you guys know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's super, super fun. And while we're playing Hearthstone, what are you guys going to be up to?
Me and Ryan are going to be yelling at each other in XCOM, as we do every year.
Yeah, it's kind of a tradition for us to go head-to-head in XCOM. And
really, it's head-to-head with our soldiers.
Yeah, and we just, we don't know what we're doing. Like, again, it's similar to everything else here, where it's like, we play once a year against each other. It's like, how do we create a custom team? Enemy Within came out. I don't know if that was out with last year's stream, but...
I don't think it was.
Well, anyways, we'll have that to play this year. But similar to Portal, we're actually going to be setting up a dual screen stream. So you'll be able to watch both streams at the same time with... little to no interference between the two. I think we'll have to work. We'll do some tests and make sure you can have both running at the same time and not have your eardrums start to bleed.
Explode.
Yeah, or explode. Bleeding probably would lead to exploding. So
it would.
Yeah. Or exploding would lead to bleeding.
Well,
that's probably more accurate.
Yeah, you were. Well, yeah. It's almost like, you know what? Both something are graphic enough to get our point across. So what's next at 10? Or I guess what's next on this rough schedule?
At 10 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be playing a StarCraft 2 match of 8 players, which is mind-blowing. Four.
Can't wait. Comp stomp. Or no, I guess it won't be a comp stomp.
Oh, no.
It'll
be
people stomp. Ooh. That sounds worse.
So I'm terrified for that.
We have, for sure, we have Garrett, who used to host StarCast, who now does Angry Chicken with myself.
So he's not good at all, is what you're saying.
Into the Nexus. As far as I know, he hasn't played StarCraft in a really long time. I'm sure he's super rusty, and we're just going to stomp him in the face.
So the first match will be terrible for him, and then the rest will be like, okay, I remember how to play now.
Exactly.
I'm on Garrett's team. Called it.
Hey. And Kishel is also going to join us. She used to do the posters for Movielicious when that was a thing. Mm-hmm. She is out in Vancouver. She is super, super fun, and she was my nemesis in StarCraft 2. So we used to play 1v1 all the time and just stomp all over each other. So I'm excited because, yeah, Kishel is awesome. So I'm excited for you guys to meet her because she couldn't make it last year. So she's really, really super fun, and possibly even underscore Funk. We're going to have to talk to him and see if he's going to be around. So I'm really excited for StarCraft 2. So I think we're going to have two slots in that because there's the three of us plus Garrett, Kishel, and possibly Funk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. There will be slots, and we'll bring people in, kick people out. It'll be fun.
The whole of that talk, trying to remember what the third race in StarCraft was. There's the Terran, there's the Zerg, and I couldn't think of Protoss.
Well, it's because they haven't had their own game yet, because Blizzard hates the Protoss, right?
You know what? Last year, for Extra Life, I bought Heart of the Swarm. I still haven't loaded up Heart of the Swarm.
Oh my god.
Well, we're going to change that.
You have to play that story.
I do need to.
So good.
Yeah,
I do need to.
Really good. Then after we finish up StarCraft 2, around midnight Eastern time, we're going to be playing Cards Against Humanity, which was a huge hit last year. We're still trying to wrangle our people to figure out who exactly is going to be coming. But Ryan and myself and James are going to be there for sure, as well as Mike Iceworm Boyd. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And as soon as I have more names for who's actually going to be involved in that, I will let you guys know, probably in a super freaking awesome tweet. And then we're gonna take another break because we I think have figured out the issue with why I can never stay awake, and that's because we only have one big meal break. So if we're gonna stay up for 24 hours, we should probably have more than one meal.
So
we're gonna take a quick half hour meal break around 2 a.m and then after that is the best thing of life in this whole entire day. I'm so excited for this.
Whoever's
it's
idea
our
this was.
Drinking game.
Yes.
I think it was my idea.
It was your idea, James.
Well, I just realized I'm going to probably start drinking at 5 p.m. my time, which is when we're raiding.
What?
So I'm going to be drinking for like...
I'm pretty sure you probably shouldn't.
Don't do that.
Probably wait.
Although, he did last a long... He did technically do 24 hours last year. I remember I was playing through Outlast, and he was like... he was like my NASCAR person in the tower.
Yeah,
like
I was navigating.
Yeah, and he was like, okay, Ryan, it's okay. You got this. I know it's dark in your room, and then it's dark in that weird abandoned hospital, but those people there that are naked with knives and stuff, they don't want to hurt you. They just want to guide you to a safer place. No, they wanted to hurt me, you bastard. but we are playing Smite. If you've been watching any of our streams, you know that we love Smite, and we love drinking. So we're combining the two into an extravaganza for the kids. And we have such winning rules, like anytime there's a mention of balls in game, you drink.
Which, again, for anyone who's watched the stream, There's a
You're
lot.
You're saying I'm going to need a liver transplant after this.
Yes.
Well, we'll try to contain ourselves, but I can't promise how many balls are going to come dropping out after how many drinks in there.
Don't do that on stream. That will lose you.
Well, you know what I mean. Well, okay, I do realize that was a loaded statement, but yeah, so
we are going to be playing Smite. We are going to be drinking, and that is all we are doing for the rest of the night. So that is going to be myself, Ryan, James, and then our friend Josh, which again, if you have been watching any of our streams, you guys all know who Josh is. He's filled in on the show a couple times and he is fantastic. I'm really looking forward to Smite marathons. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure how many slots we're going to have open in that, if any. We'll probably rotate through people as much as possible. And yeah, I'm so excited for this. This is going to be a really, really cool event, and we have so many multiplayer things. So I'm really looking forward to gaming with my friends for 24 hours for a fantastic, mm-hmm. fantastic cause.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited. This is the thing I look forward to most of the year, and I'm really glad that we're doing it as a team again. And I'm excited. It's going to be super duper fun.
Yeah,
I agree. And actually, we should mention how we did last year, because we raised over $4,000 last year as a team, and we had a really, really great year. But we're looking to beat that this year. Our goal is $5,000 as a team. And then so my personal goal is $2,000. James mentioned his goal is $600. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
And then Ryan, what's yours?
Mine is $1,000.
Nice. So I'm
aiming for that gold medal. We'll see how we do. And you know, no matter what our goal is, it's for the kids, and that goal there is, yeah. is technically a goal, but like, we obviously want to get past it, because like I said, it is for the kids, so we yeah. want to smash everybody's goal, so definitely Absolutely. Go to the Extra Life team page, look at our members, and, you know, spread the love. Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I think that pretty much wraps it up. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about before we head out?
Well, I mean, we can shoot the shit for a bit, but if anybody in the chat room has any questions, now would be the time to just spam them, mm-hmm. and we'll answer whatever comes up. But I think
the first question looks like is Cards Against Humanity in person or online? So that is online. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we are not all in the same place.
But we all try to talk at the same time.
I'm going to buy an island.
Yeah, we'll buy an island. We'll meet halfway. We're all super rich. So, with Cards Against Humanity, last year I was skeptical, I will admit, but the online version works really well, mm-hmm. and Mike has done it a lot with that system, and he's kind of an expert, but I do have all of our archives from last year, and if I at least go through and get one of those online, it will be Cards Against Humanity, because mm-hmm. that was a ton of fun, and we had great guests like Brian Ibbett and Carrie...
Cleo,
thank you. I was trying to remember the name that you would all know her by. And a whole bunch of other people that we were just pulling in from the tadpole. So mm-hmm. it was a lot of fun. And
We have another question in the chat room. Can fans join as well? So there will be multiple points during the day when fans can join. It's all going to be donation-based. So if, say, we're playing Portal and we put out the call for people who are going to want to raid with us in Siege, then however many spots we have, if you make a donation before we start and you say, I want to join Siege of Orgrimmar, then we will take the highest donations and we will pull those people into the stream. So yes, fans can join, but it's all donation based. So make sure that you're paying attention and getting those donations in. Mm-hmm.
Hardboiled Greg asks, can we donate via PayPal? Yes, you can, I believe.
Okay. Yes. Extra Life offers a whole suite of options for donating, including MasterCard, Visa, American Express, as well as PayPal. And it's all through their system, super secure, tax deductible, all mm-hmm. that fun charity business.
And just so everybody does know, because I did get this question on Twitter, and so I went and double, triple, quadruple checked, they asked what percentage Extra Life takes before they give the donations to the hospitals, and they don't. They take 100% of the donations and give them to the hospitals because it is underwritten by the Children's Miracle Network. So Extra Life does not take any kind of portion, neither does the company behind them, Donor Drive, that does all of the handles all of the transactions. Mm-hmm. So 100% of the money that you're donating will go to whatever hospital each individual player is playing for. So I am playing for SickKids in Toronto. Maybe, which is what you're playing for too, right, Ryan?
Yes, I will be playing for Sick Kids as well.
Yeah, so that is, I believe, the largest children's hospital in Canada. They do amazing research there, and so I pick them and I support them every year. Mm-hmm. What about you, James? Who are you playing for?
I'm not sure. I know it's a hospital in where Lindsay is in New York. But I'm just checking now.
Did you know I was going to ask you? Is that why you were making all those faces?
Yeah.
I didn't see the faces.
I'm playing for the upstate Golisano Children's Hospital in upstate New York.
Nice.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. So yeah, I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that 100% of your donation is going to go to the hospital that we're playing for. And each player on the team is playing for somebody different, or playing for the hospital of their choice. So some of us have chosen the same hospital, but it's not like there's a specific hospital for our team. It's just whoever you want to play for, which is also what makes this event so great, is you can send the money to wherever you want. So whether that's like my choice, which is, you know, a giant research hospital, or something a little bit more local like James. So it's really, really cool the way that they've set it up. Any other?
I just added another game to the codes we're giving away. We're going to be giving away... Shall I say what games we're going to be giving away?
We haven't told them yet. It's a surprise. They have to tune in.
I have just added another one. So
okay.
Come in.
I'm going to go look at it right now, guys. Just wait one second. Yeah, that's pretty good. You guys should tune in.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, for sure. Like, but speaking of tuning in while we're waiting for more questions, the stream to remember, the location to remember is... twitch.tv/amovetv. That is our prime time streaming from 10 in the morning until into the morning hours until 9 a.m. That's when I finish. So at the very least, we will be streaming on amove.tv from 10 a.m. to 9 a.m. And those are Eastern times. So everything on the schedule is Eastern Daylight savings time, right? Is that how that works?
Yeah, it's still daylight savings time. I don't think we switch over until when I get back.
Yeah, we don't switch over during the event like last year.
No, I do.
Oh, you do?
Do you?
What?
I do, yes.
No, you don't.
I believe I switch on the 24th.
That is terrible. So you switch before, because that's...
I'm just checking now. It's one of them.
Yeah.
It's usually a Saturday, so it's probably...
Yeah, he probably does. That was brutal 26th. Last year.
It ends on Sunday 26th, so yes, I do go back.
So at 2 in the morning, you'll have two in the mornings.
Yes.
You lucky son of a gun.
that's during Cosmic Smiley.
Yeah.
You should just, when you start the event, just start a timer. So then when it hits 24 hours,
I'm going till we're done, is my goal.
Nobody would have called you on it if you hadn't said anything.
I know, but I signed up to go with you guys as a team, so I'm going to go with you guys as a team.
Well, then nice, you should definitely sleep in until 2 in the afternoon.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm not staying awake that long.
Nice. All right, so I don't see any more questions pouring in from the chat room.
Mm-hmm. No, I think we covered everything pretty well, actually.
I think we did. So again, for the last time tonight, I promise, if you do want to go and donate to anyone on the team, you can find the entire roster... Sure. Ryan, point the other way. There you go.
Sorry, it's mirrored. I forgot. I was just like, I was doing this the whole night. It's like, hey, everybody, look at James. Well, I don't know where we are. Everybody, look at this weird guy with a t-shirt.
There's nothing next to you on that
There's
side.
Nothing next to me, everybody. No, go this way.
Go to bit.ly/TGI2014, all caps, and pick your person and make a donation. So thanks, everyone. We look forward to seeing you starting at 10 a.m. next Saturday, October 25th.
Yeah, it was very woo. It was a lot of fun, and you know, all those details will be posted online as well. So, but I definitely encourage people to listen to it, because there's a lot more going on than there was last year. Not in terms of the stream. Yeah. We're sort of like keeping it around the same, maybe tightening it up a little bit more. But in terms of promotions and prizes and stuff that you can get based on donating to an amazing charity, there's lots there.
Yeah. So, we have a lot of different partnerships this year. It's very, very exciting. It's not overwhelming at all to think that there's only a week left and of all the things that we haven't done yet, but
there's nothing left. I mean, we're good. Oh God, there's so much now.
There's so much left.
Is there? I don't know.
Yes, there. Trust me, there's a lot on my plate right now.
Oh, well, maybe there's a little bit more, guys. We'll keep you posted.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we're really excited. James joined us last night, so that was a lot of fun. If you'd like to donate to Extra Life, you can go to our team page at bit.ly/TGI2014. TGI is capitalized. So, also, if you want to show off your TGI pride, you can head over to slashloot.com. That's S-L-A-S-H, loot.com, to grab yourself a Gamers In t-shirt. They have tons of other awesome shirts, including all your other favorite podcasts like Azeroth Roundtable, Torn Think Tank, Zombies Ate My Podcast, and The Angry Chicken. So go to slashloot.com and show off your podcast pride. This week, we would like to thank Neil Webster for being our patron. Thank you very much, Neil. So if you would like to become a patron, you can go to patreon.com/thegamersin. And any of our patrons get to tell us what we play on game night. So game night was actually canceled last night because we did the special instead. But normally, we do let the patrons vote, and they get first pick on what games they want us to play and if they want to play with us. So it's a super, super fun time. We also wanted to mention that for the month of October, any donations that come into the Gamers In Patreon are going straight to Extra Life. So it's a great time to start because your first month of patron donations will be going straight to the Children's Miracle Network of Hospitals. And then you can also support us starting in November. So it's a really, really good time to start up if you were considering it. I think that pretty much does it for us. Ryan, is there anything else that I've missed?
Oh, man. No, I just Extra Life. Do it.
I thought you were going to say, oh, man, yeah, everything.
And no, there's so much going on right now. But like right now, our focus is definitely Extra Life. And I will say this right now, this weekend it's happening. I will be posting some highlights from last year. It's all up here. I'm kind of like trying to compartmentalize it and like, ooh, what was funny, what was great, what's worth, you know, reminding people of what happened last year. And I want to get those up on the YouTubes for you fine folks to check out, because there's a lot of fun that happened later in the evening that few people saw, including one highlight being me, James walking me through Outlast at 3 a.m. with the lights off. And I'm pretty sure I screamed several times. So,
oh, good. Yeah. Good. Those are the best kind of highlights when people are terrified, because I know that that was also one of the best highlights from the year before was when I was playing Slender, or well, I guess when we were all playing Slender. That's that video gets so many hits.
Yes. People screaming usually gets tons of hits on YouTube. So, you know, that's the goal.
That's true. So if you'd like to visit us on the web, you can do so at gamersinpodcast.com. You can also find us on Amove TV, along with other fabulous podcasts, including Into the Nexus, Campaign Roundtable, The Angry Chicken, and Amove Radio. You can follow us on Twitter. You can find me, Jocelyn, at GIS Gamer. Ryan is Dar Murphy, and don't forget to follow the show at The Gamers In. The video versions of all our episodes can be found on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/JocelynMoffitt. You can also find the show on Facebook and Google+. If you'd like to email the show and let us know what you think about Super Smash Brothers Bayonetta 2 or WoW's 6.0.2 patch, you can do so at info@gamersinpodcast.com. So thanks for staying at the Gamers Inn, and remember, tune in next week, which is a total lie because we actually won't have an episode next week.
Tune in for Extra Life.
Yes, tune in for Extra Life, October 25th. We will be doing 24 hours of awesome.
So many Gamers In
that's
episodes.
Why we're not doing Gamers In on Friday night, is because Saturday is just going to be all us all the time. Yeah. So much.
Well, we don't want them to be sick of us before, like, the main event happens, right? It's like, exactly. Oh, man, this Gamers In episode is, oof, I don't know if I'll be able to watch Extra Life now. So you'll be fine.
Yeah, no, we would not want that. No. So, yeah, everybody, thanks very much, and we will see you next Saturday for Extra Life. Bye.
Bye.